Hi, everybody. My name is Manoj Amrani. I'm the founder and CEO at Sales Intel. And today I'm hosting Vikas Kaushik from Revenue Hero on Sales Intel show, The Pipeline Pioneer, where our goal, our mission is to help the community learn from each other, from the practitioners, from leaders, from experts as to how to generate the most optimal pipeline for their businesses. We believe generating pipeline is a team sport. It truly takes a village to build the pipeline. It's not just the responsibility of a salesperson or the BDR organization or the marketing. It takes truly the village to get a strong pipeline. Vikas, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me, Manoj.
It's my pleasure.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, let's get started. Because tell us about you, a bit about you, your business, and how in your role do you impact the pipeline generation for your company?
Yeah, like you said, I'm from Revenue Hero. We help B2B SaaS companies to qualify, route, and schedule meetings, instantly, like wherever prospects show their highest intent, right? That could be on your website forms, emails, live chat, in-app, across the funnel, right? A little bit about me, like I've been doing marketing for almost 10 years now, most of it in startups, right? I've been through this, through the ups and downs of it. I've seen this a lot of downs, more than I would like, for sure. I think in the last startup where I was last year, so we were like just about to scale, and I was like, okay, hey, I need a solution for me to ensure like only the best best fit prospects are booking times on my sales reps calendars and all this stuff. And that's when I found Revenue Hero. So I was originally a customer of Revenue Hero before I came on board, right? So I've been over here for a year now. We are a lean and mean team of six folks in the marketing team. And today, about 80% of the entire pipeline is generated by marketing team. And awesome. We're hoping to continue that throughout this year.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations, Vikas, for generating such strong pipeline for your business. You know, last year was hard. Last year's hard. Lots of companies did not hit their revenue goals or their pipeline numbers. Is there anything that you look back and say, you know what, I wish I did something different last year? And what was the learning from that?
Yeah, so I think one big thing was definitely, I wish we spent, or at least I wish we started a little bit early in our investments on our brand efforts, right? One of the primary reasons behind it is like, there's definitely the way we look at it, right? Like, sure, like you can go on investing on Google Ads, LinkedIn Ads, all those stuff, right? Like, in terms of like, okay, hey, come for a demo, all that stuff. But people aren't going to come and buy your product unless and until there's a fundamental change that's happening inside their organization, right? Like that fundamental change triggers them to go out and look for a solution for that particular problem. So one thing that I wish we started a little bit earlier was can we spend more time talking about all those problems and how to solve those problems when that fundamental shift happens within the organization, right? Like, because if we are not talking about that frequently, if we are not staying top of mind around those problems, it's going to be very hard for us to get into the deal early on when they decide, okay, hey, I have this problem, right? Sure. So that's one thing that I wish we started doing more of earlier. But yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So, this is new year. And 2024, new budgets, new initiatives. Is there something that you're excited about to try out new in 2024 that will help impact the pipeline?
Of course, yeah. So I think definitely spending more time building the brand. That's one area. But I think I wouldn't see that as a standalone thing as well for us today, right? Because what we are starting to see right now is as more and more people discover what we do, what Revenue Hero does, one thing that we are seeing today is it's also helping us with the outbound side of it, right? Like when our sales folks reach out saying that, hey, this is what we do, and they're like, oh yeah, I know you guys, I've been hearing about you guys through friends, through their peers, you know, on communities, right? Like, so I think that's definitely helping. And like you said at the start, right? Like building pipeline is definitely not just one specific team's, effort. So we are starting to see that, hey, whatever brand or whatever efforts that marketing is putting, it's not like it's going to like directly, we're going to see a one-to-one correlation between, okay, hey, marketing team did this, so marketing team sourced this pipeline or things like that, right? Like, so marketing team could be doing like 100 things, right? Hopefully the best, most prioritized ones. And that is having a lot of impact on, when our sales team reaches out, our customers referring to their peers, right? Product has a lot of involvement around this as well, right? Like people are going to refer your product only, if the product is able to solve their problems, right? So we're starting to see more of this, and I'm excited, to spend more time building this ecosystem for our customers, where like we are able to talk about all the problems that they're going through today, and hopefully providing them practical solutions to it for all these problems.
Got it. So help your customers, help them through the knowledge sharing, right? That's awesome. So now let's shift the gears a little bit, because I'm going to share my screen with you, and we are going to play an interactive game here, okay? In this game, in this exercise, you have 100 pennies, and you get to choose how to invest these 100 pennies across different channels of growth to generate the most optimal pipeline for your business, right? Because as we know, pipeline comes from different channels, through partnerships, through events, through marketing, through sales. Now you have 100 pennies, and this is your playground. Place your bets.
Got it. I wish I had a little bit more pennies, to be honest. I would definitely put 4 of those coins on marketing-led growth, because that's where we're seeing a lot of our efforts pay off. So I want to make sure like we continue to double down on that.
Okay, I love your focus, man. 40 pennies in marketing. That's great.
Yeah. And I would put 2 on brand and founder-led, primarily because that's one thing that where we are starting to see some traction. And this is definitely an area of focus for us for the year. So I want to spend more time over there. So there's definitely going to be a lot of investment over there.
Two on each, right? 2 on founder and 2 on brand?
Yeah.
Okay.
And 1 each on events and partnership. Because that's one area where we're starting to invest this year. And I would like for us to sort of like figure out, okay, hey, this is making sense for us. And I think they also sort of like tie back to brand play, right? Because if we are able to build a good brand for Revenue Hero, right? Events will definitely play a huge role in it. And I'm sure like marketing as a team, for our demand gen efforts, events, and the brand will also sort of like bubble up over there. So
that's awesome. I love you spending 40 cents, 40 pennies on marketing, 20 on brand, 20 on founders, and 10 on each partnerships and events. So let me share with you, because how the industry has been placing their bets, right? As a whole, the community has been placing their bets on the whole. And now I'm going to overlay your data on top of this. So blue.
Oh, wow.
So the blue is community, and orange color Vikas are your bets. When you look at this chart, is there something that surprises you or jumps out to say, you know what, I didn't think this was the case?
I definitely didn't think that there'd be that much focus for the sales lead, right? But it probably, again, depends on organization to organization, right? Like the kind of ACVs that you get, all that stuff, of course. Brand led, I'm actually surprised that that isn't high enough from the community, because I do, because like after a point, it's only the brand that's going to sort of like continue to bring in more customers. That's the one thing that's going to help you with reducing your CAC and all that stuff, right? Like all those metrics, right? So that's another thing that I'm like a little bit surprised that isn't actually high enough. So
well, this is great. I love your focus on marketing, brand, and founder led. I would love to come back in a few months and have conversation and see how your bets are paying off. Because thank you so much for joining. I'm sure the community has gotten a lot of value out of this. We really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks again, Manoj.